First of all, James Gist played 40 minutes and Gravis played 39 minutes. So, you know, that's a great effort, you know, against that type of team. It's really a quick college basketball team. I like the way we scored, you know, having five guys in double figures was really good, especially early in the game. We just came out against the zone and did a really good job of running our offense and getting open looks. And, you know, the guys that were open didn't hesitate. You know, they just went up there and shot them, and, you know, we did a good job. And, you know, we really struggled with zone early in the year, and it was gratifying to see, you know, our zone offense attack tonight. You know, and that obviously got us off to a good start. But, you know, Virginia is a good team. I mean, they had lost, you know, so many close games coming into this game that I knew they'd come back. You know, they have, you know, a lot of character on that team, especially in number 44. You know, he's not going to let them quit. And they certainly made some great runs at us that we had to really fight hard to protect it. And I thought our offensive rebounding was the key in the second half when they did make the runs. We missed some shots, but yet they still, you know, we were still able to score, and we did a pretty good job on the free throw line when we had to. So it was a good team win. You know, a lot of guys contributed tonight. Dave Neal, you know, gave us some valuable minutes when Boone got two fouls early and then got his third right at the start of the second half. Dave was able to go in and plug that up for us and do a good job. And, you know, Adrian Bowie played some pretty good defense in the minutes that he played on Singletary. So, you know, it was a team effort. We've got 2 days to prepare. They go down and play Georgia Tech, who's playing very well right now. And this is the fun time of the year, though, is for the coaches, is the preparation, you know, getting ready for that next one. And, you know, that's a tough thing sometimes after a win or a loss to put it out of your mind and try to get ready starting tonight, you know, for the next game. So we're looking forward to it.
Gary, to build on the talk about the zone deep or the zone offense a little bit there. You guys have really done a lot with your offense going inside over the last few weeks. How encouraging was it to be able to get the outside going?
Well, I think that helps the outside. I really do. If you can't go inside, then you can really extend on your perimeter shooters. But Bombali and James have been scoring of late, and we've been doing a good job of getting the ball. And admittedly, it's been against man defense. But tonight, we were able to go inside against the zone, and that allowed some things to open up on the perimeter that we took advantage of. But the one thing about zones that really shows up is whether you can pass the ball or not, because the guy's open, but you still got to get the ball to him. A lot of times it's a skip pass over a defensive man, and I thought we did a good job passing the ball.
Coach, could you talk about Landon's play this evening, the back-to-back offensive rebounds he was able to turn into?
Yeah, I keep thinking he's going to be a great offensive rebounder because he plays that three spot, and he's big for a three-man. He's got that size. You know, a lot of teams, you know, like tonight, you know, that three-man isn't quite as big as Landon, and so those opportunities are there, and Landon's starting to see it. The more he plays, and, you know, it's not his fault. He didn't play much last year. You know, he was hurt, and then he's behind Strawberry. We started playing well, whatever. And he's just feeling his way, you know, and it's okay. You know, he's coming now. And when he works hard like that, he's pretty good. You know, he's pretty good, and being left-handed is an advantage. It's always good to have a left-handed guy out there. And, you know, he's going to be a very good shooter. He's starting to show up on the free throw line now, and, you know, he's getting some looks that he wasn't getting early in the year in terms of where he is in the offense. And, you know, as soon as he makes a couple, he'll get a lot of confidence on that.
Don? Great.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead. You got the mic.
Yeah,
let's see the mic.
I lost the train of thought. Yes. How much preparation did you do, for the zone defense?
A lot. I kept waiting for somebody to play a zone. I mean, our league is probably a man-to-man league if you categorize. Most major conferences are man-to-man. That's why Syracuse, I always felt, has a big advantage in the Big East because they really come after it. Now Patino does that at Louisville. You know, those two teams are tough to play because you're not used to seeing that good of a zone. And I know Virginia had played it at times during their league games, not as a steady diet, but if a team was going to play a zone, I thought it might be Virginia because they had played it more than probably some of the other teams in the league. Yeah, I mean, if you're trying to protect some people, it's a good way to go. If you want to play, you know, Singletary 40 minutes or something like that, then, you know, maybe zone is the way to go.
Talk about Boone's contribution in the last few minutes.
It's us against the world, Don. It's like the third time I read that just since you've been here. I don't know what I do different than other guys. Boom's contribution. What he does really well is give us energy. You know, forget the X's and O's. He just gives us energy. When he's on his game, he's a very enthusiastic, energy-type player that every team needs. And he's really been a help, you know, since about the middle of December with that. And the other thing is he's gaining confidence in his offense. You know, when you're not making free throws, a lot of times you're afraid to make a move to the basket because you have to go to the free throw line, so you might avoid getting into that situation. I think now Boone believes that he's going to make up, he's going to go to the line and be a very good free throw shooter. And so when he gets a chance, he's going to take the ball to the basket. And with his strength, you know, that's a big part of our offense. So hopefully that can continue.
Gary, was there any adjustment you made to Deani for the second half? Was he had a strong first half and then kind of disappeared?
The problem with doing that is that you're going to open up, you know, number four or something like that. And, you know, they have four guys, you know, with Joseph and Singletary that if you lay – I think Virginia is the type of team where if you lay off one of them to try to help on the other three, they'll find the fourth guy. Because if you look at their stats – you know, Singletary has taken only the third most threes in that team in league play. And so you got to be careful. You know, Deani hurt us, but we were doing a pretty good job everywhere else, and we had a lead. So maybe you don't want to mess around. You know, if we continued to play the same way, hopefully we'd win the game. But, you know, I mean, Singletary, you know, he just – they're within 10. He's just scary. I mean, that three he made was – you know, that's a big-time play. That drive he made down the lane when he flipped it. You know, not many guys would have gotten that shot off. You know, it's the league's always had special players, you know, and he's a special guard in the country this year.
Gary, can you talk about Eric's play and the spark he provided you with his offensive production early?
Yeah, I you know, Eric, you know, his personality, you know, I told him to drop his personality off at the baseline when he walks on the court because I want him to take those shots. I want him to be aggressive. I want him to drive the ball because he's a great free throw shooter. You know, you want him involved in the offense as much as possible. Now, Eric is really good at running the offense. In other words, making the right pass, setting a good screen, all those things. So you want him to continue to do that, but now you want him to, you know, shoot like he did against the zone. And I thought he got some great passes, but he really stepped into his shots. There was no doubt in his mind he was going to shoot it when he caught it, and that's – you know, all the great shooters are like that.
Gary, can you talk about the free throw shooting tonight? Boom, 7 out of 8, and I think a lot of them were coming while he's having some conversation with some of the other guys in the line.
Yeah, you noticed that too, huh? Yeah, it was coming from the Virginia players to Boom, and then back, of course, Boom's not going to let that go. You know, that's going to come back. But he works hard in practice on his free throws, and tonight we needed him. You know, it got in the second half where we needed his free throws, and he did a great job for us. And like I said earlier, it's nice to see him want to go to the free throw line. I'm not sure that was true earlier. You know, and that's a big change for him.
One of the things you talked about with Virginia having a lot of character, but what kind of character did it take for your team to bounce back from losing to Duke and then come up with an everlasting?
Well, I just talked about the week. You know, we beat the number one team in the country on their court, and then we had an 11-point lead, or 9, I guess it was, at halftime against the number 3 team in the country. So we weren't hanging our heads, believe me. By the time we walked out of the locker room, we were upset that we didn't win. And see, that's what you got to be. You got to be upset you didn't win. You can't be down. You have to be upset, you know, and there's a big difference there. So that allows you to come into practice the next day because you can't take a day off with only 2 days to prepare and be ready to go. And I was proud of our team because we did practice. We practiced about twice as good those 2 days we did the whole week getting ready for Duke, so it was a sign of growth for our team.
Gary, straight ahead. 18 assists tonight, 24 against Duke. Let's talk about how the team's sharing the ball right now.
Well, I think it starts with your backcourt, but, you know, James and Boom are both willing to give it up. When Dave Neal's in there, he's a very good passer. Adrian and Cliff are learning how that works, and so you know, that's how we have to play. You know, every team has to grab an identity, you know, and teams are different year to year. You know, if you had a guy that gets you 25 every game, you know, you might not have as many assists. But, you know, we're a good passing team. We're sharing the ball. And, you know, as long as we can get the ball to the players at the right time when they're open, I've always felt that's the key to offense. In other words, James Gist can do certain things offensively, Grievous, Eric, whatever. And they have to get the ball when they're in a position to do it. And I think that's what we're doing right now.
Along those lines, you said, Gary, you said that it was a sign of growth. It also seemed like in the second half, your team made a conscious effort not to go back to the basket real quick, but to sometimes pull it back out.
Yeah, that's a good point. We've been working on that quite a bit. In other words, you run a set play, and at the end of the play, it breaks down, or the defense did a good job, and there's still 15, 17 seconds on the shot clock. That's plenty of time to run a quick hitting play like a screen and roll or whatever. Early in the year, that ball would have been shot, you know, in that situation. Now we're taking it back. And teams don't like that, CJ. And they don't like to play defense. I know we don't. You don't like to play defense for 30 seconds in a possession. Virginia was making us do that the second half there, or, you know, and it bothers you. And so, you know, that comes from being patient and also understanding that you can score 80 points a game playing that way. You don't have to take the most shots to score the most points. And that's a tough thing to get into some players sometimes because everybody wants to shoot the ball.
Anything else? Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.